This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris confirmed Friday that the Biden administration is putting travel restrictions in place for India due to the COVID-19 surge it's experiencing. She said the decision was made after consulting with the Centers for Disease Control, COVID-19 medical experts, and national security advisors. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday imposed new travel restrictions on India in light of the COVID-19 epidemic, barring most non-U.S. citizens from entering the United States. The new restrictions take effect on Tuesday, May 4th at 0401 GMT. It also comes as India received the second of at least three emergency COVID-19 relief shipments from the U.S. Brazil has stepped back from being the global virus epicenter, at least for now, as burial and hospital services no longer risk collapse. It has ceased to be the virus global epicenter as its death toll ebbed and was overtaken by India's surge. That also comes as a cold comfort to many in a country where about 2,400 people have died every day over the past week, triple the amount in the U.S., and that surpassed the milestone of 400,000 deaths Thursday. Experts are warning Brazil should continue exercising caution or risk a renewed spike or prolonged period of heavy losses. If you are traveling on a plane, train, or bus in the United States, don't put the face mask away yet. Transportation Security Administration said that it will extend its mask requirement, which also applies in airports and train stations, through September 13th. The rule was set to expire May 11th. The agency said that children up to two and people with certain disabilities will continue to be exempt from the rule.